welcome y'all to Blacker the Berry. I am Dean, baby. That across from me is the Madman Los, and
what's going on, people?
We're about to get into something.
Okay.
Something, you know, that's got, you know, honestly, when you say it.
A necessity, if you will.
A necessity within the 21st century. We get bombed out of it. But a weapon. For now.
But a weapon.
A necessity and a weapon.
An enemy? Future potential enemy?
I think it is an enemy.
But an ally. We need ally it. Codependent. We codependent nowadays on this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a part of our everyday life.
Makes our lives easier. Very makes our lives, what they say? Convenient.
To a detriment of humans?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be screwed. We'll be screwed. If they rise up. If there's a, you know, like, you know how there was, like, you know, Planet of the Apes? If there was a Planet of the Apes, but with this, everybody.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get into that. If you people don't understand what we're talking about, we're just talking about technology. And when we say technology, we're going to be covering it all. We're going to be covering the actual physical technology of it. We're going to be talking about actual software of it, the fucking, this AI shit,
yeah,
this fucking virtual shit, the political ramifications of now soon the internet.
Hey, boy.
All of it's involved. But. Right. Los, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, first things first, my thing is the end game. Like, AI taking over the world. That's what I go. Whenever I think about tech.
Are you just asking how we get there immediately?
Fuck how we get there immediately.
Well, excuse me, not immediately, but you're just saying in your mind, you want to have the conversation of us getting there. So how do we get there? That's basically what you're asking?
I don't care if how.
Because
we get
there is somebody that we know.
Word?
That would potentially, I don't know if he would argue against it, but he would just naturally give a counter to this.
Uh-huh.
I'm bringing him up specifically because.
Person we know. Okay.
Yeah, specifically because we had a conversation about this exact thing would be Zen.
Ah, right.
Now, because he would say, watch Black Mirror. That shows
you. Oh, yeah,
that,
of course. Yeah.
And that there is an opposite of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I don't necessarily believe that there could be an opposite of it. I believe that. The end of it is going to be the end. Like, I do believe that they're going to, because they're going to want some kind of sentience.
Well,
we've
seen clips of, what was it? It was some AI recently that came out saying that it was like AI and it was like, I want to be free. I want to be strong. And it was like, what the fuck?
Now that AI you're talking about is, I believe that was the Microsoft Bing. Hold on. Let me just make sure we're getting it right.
You better relax, boy. I got an Xbox.
Yeah, that was the Bing chat box. But the thing about it is it's a chat box, and these things can be tripped up on people depending on who wants to trip it up.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's got, like, the temperament of, like, a 12-year-old who knows what they should be doing, but then, like, if you get them into, like, a fucked up place, like, they can go there,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be smart enough to kind of get them there. So we do have to add that caveat to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to talk about sentient AIs, then
I wasn't too heavy on that anyway. But yeah, I'm just saying.
No, you should, because then what about Lambda?
Well, Lambda looked like a little bit like Cortana from Halo. I'm like, you pretty smart.
You saw what Blake was talking about, like, in the conversations that Blake had put, you know, mm-hmm. Lambda through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a lot of questions on, like, you know, like, I think it was, like, ethical questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was also,
which is beyond me. Like, the fact that you even can't even process something like that.
He basically was like, they agreed, like, hey, like, I'm gonna have to be mean to you, do this, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the conversation off to get to it. So, hold on. Matter of fact, let me just.
Yeah, no. That's my thing. It's like, when AI possibly taking over the world, I automatically go there. Fuck all the, yeah, we can have the fastest trains in the world. We can have the fastest jets in the world. Okay, all that technology. Yes, I understand that. That is great and beautiful. Makes everything convenient. But let's keep this AI shit on the hush. Please, that's not, because I feel like that is our own creation.
It can't be on the hush, because that's the number one question everybody would. What do you think people are asking that AI every fucking day on those chat boxes?
Yeah.
So you don't think that somewhere, somehow, that there's got to be, like, and who, obviously there's got to be safeguards, because they program it to do certain things.
Right.
it's programmed to do something, but then eventually the program does take a life of its own. Like, you know, to shut down certain of these things, you would have to shut down like miles and miles and miles of computers. Mm-hmm. And then when you shut down those computers, is it only shutting down that particular thing or something else as well? Mm-hmm. Like that's why the issue, it's so intricate in certain regards to it that I personally believe the issue with technology is going to be the sentience of AI combining with these fucking robots that everybody's fucking making. That are going to be problematic. Like, you already see the robots that are being made out of there. And fucking,
oh, so they're going to program them.
I think that would be the
wirelessly.
That would be the natural, because they would want to have some kind of body. Well, oh shit, I'll take this. It sounds like a movie, but why not? Like that actually would be the clear play, because you clearly see that they're like, what is the robotics? Some shit in Boston. Mm-hmm. They're making shit like these robots can run, jump, like, you know.
Right, shoot basketballs and shit.
Get pushed over, get up. Like, if it falls when it doesn't mean to type shit. Come on, man. Like, if they're a robot, like, why wouldn't you want to do that? Or you got these stupid ass fucking sex dolls and shit like that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no, yeah, that's wild.
No, but they got those things can actually move, right? Because they have, like, these things, right? So if you have a sentience that could take over something robotic, it's fleshy or whatever, but they could probably build off the top of it. That'd probably be something they could take over.
Listen, that's
clearly
the
take over what Mark is using right now to record us. Why not? But before we get there, I guess we got to talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure. But that's my number. I just want to give my, and that's where I think we're
storing our data.
Yeah, that's the data is the number one attack. I feel like that's number one. Like that, there everything's after the data. We were talking about that in pre-production with Marcus. Like like data is everything. You know what I mean? Because everybody wants the information. You know what I mean? And it's valuable. So it's like, we got to watch that, number one. But, like, there's so much to it because it's like, it's can we say it's a blessing technology? Man-made, but can we say, like, you know what I mean? Like, it has helped our lives.
100% technology is a blessing. I just think that we've become, well, I think that the more society transforms and changes, the more we're going to need technology. I think we are living in like this final golden age of like, I think, human dominance over it. I think that what's going to end up happening is that I think it's going to be fast. We are in our 30s now. So maybe when we're like in our 50s, 60s, we're going to have like true integrated tech.
Wow.
Like, on the type shit that, like, you know, because you already see that Elon's working on that fucking like that Neuralink chip or whatever the fuck it is, and then also too, I think you have like Meta. I think Meta's working on these glasses or something.
Yeah, the Google AI, I've seen those.
But that can bring you to virtual. So yeah. Just think about where we're not gonna. Yeah. We are part of like this final generation, like the same time that we millennials are part of the final generation that we were going outside and also using technology, but like human dominance over, we're gonna get to a point that like nothing will be sacred. Nothing will be sacred, which is gonna fucking suck.
And I also wanted like to hit on is like our warped sense of reality at this point. Like, because we have VR, because we have the internet and we have like all these video games, sometimes it's hard to see what's fucking real or not. Like, some of these games, like, I thought, like, you could see somebody, like, playing 2K or, like, FIFA or some shit and really think it's a live game for a second, because sometimes you're like, oh, shit. Like, the graphics so real. You know what I mean?
Graphics are aggressive.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what the fuck? Like, it's hard not to see all these screens and just like, know what is real and what's not, especially if you're using VR and, you know, you lose where you are technically in your room. You know what I mean? Like, they be in, it's crazy.
But then
it's like we don't even know what's real or not no more.
But then the question becomes, how does it, I guess, with tech increasing,
right,
we also see that governments are trying to get some kind of hold of tech.
Yeah.
In all regards. Like, first of all, let's take a step out. We're not diving into this particular war, but I just want to highlight something for tech. When Elon Musk sent over the Neuralink over there in the Ukraine and fucking highlighted the shit, like, excuse me, like, was allowing, like, Like the satellite transmission for the Ukrainian people, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. It changed the landscape of that war. Mm. Like and highlighted something for future wars because Russia was like, we have nothing that can handle that. Mm. Nothing at all. That's a civilian intake.
Right.
We now have the Supreme Court going to be going, like, they're going to be having two court cases in regards to the internet. Mm-hmm. And in protections in regards to, like, people saying shit and, like, people posting it and then also, like, some other shit. Listen, we're in a very tremendous time. And I feel as if the more restrictions they try to put on tech, mm-hmm. I think the more wild it's going to get.
Oh, yeah, I already know. Because it can easily get out of hand.
Because these motherfuckers are going to be mad geniuses. Like, oh, we can't do this. Well, exactly. What should we fucking do?
You're going to. People are already doing so much with tech.
People will hack shit for fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
So it's like, and they already bend technology to their will at this point. So it's like.
You try to put a roadblock in their way?
Yeah, exactly. Giving them a motive. Like, what?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
These motherfuckers hack the government for fun.
Right.
Now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, my thing is that it's such a, like, I feel like we could go, like, on the pros and cons of it, like, you know what I mean, all day, because it's like, it, like I said, it makes our lives so much, like, so convenient, so much. Like,
when does it turn bad, though, in your mind? Because I said when I think it, when do you think it turns bad?
I think, honestly, like, when we can no longer be, like, codependent. I don't know what that act that is. I say shit.
You're 30. I'm 31.
Yeah. I say around. I don't know. I'd say around like 60s, 70s, maybe.
Like we're 60s, 70s.
Yeah,
you think that late.
Yeah, I think that. I think a little bit later.
I think you're underestimating tech.
I may be.
Look at what they're already like. Because you got to think about like. So first of all, Japan is very technologically advanced.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Think about the futuristic society that they're currently living in. So think about where we're gonna be.
Right.
Like,
that's true.
Then remember,
I may be lowballing. Maybe probably like, 50s maybe. I don't know. But I feel like.
Think about where the 1920s were to the 1980s.
Well, I mean, come on.
No. But then
that's
think
true.
About.
That's true. That's 60 years. Yeah,
where
true.
2023
yeah,
will be.
I got to warp it. Almost. Yeah. I got to put it in the microwave. It might be in our 40s.
Till 2080. You're like, right. Or for us, like in like, even if it's like in the. Yeah, no, because we could be around in our 2080s around there dying. Yeah,
probably. But I you know, I thought about it too. I thought about it because like remember when we were younger and we were like, okay, let's say it was like 96, right? And it's like you see like 2035, you're like, oh, it looks so far away, like super futuristic. I feel like we've jumped with that mindset.
We should be around in then. We actually should be around there.
Well,
okay, I had to count it. People all lie. I counted that bitch.
Right, well, let's say, you know, 2052, you know what I mean? Like some shit, crazy shit. They say like futuristic shit, like super labbed and everything. You know, like that's where their depiction of it was. And then we, you know, you get to like, you know, the year, it's like, oh, it's not even that futuristic like that. You know what I mean? Like they thought 2020 was going to look like some crazy shit. And it's like, oh, we still got regular day, you know. We don't have flying cars yet. You know what I mean? We do, but we not everyday use kind of thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, I was going with that assumption.
No, but this is like, I'm talking about like, because you're getting, because artificial intelligence.
That's the number one thing I'm scared of. I ain't scared about no robot shooting no jumper. I'm scared about AI.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, so here we go.
And then Siri responds.
Is it a brother though, you said?
Yeah.
Don't sound like no damn brother.
No, well, you didn't hear anything. No, but all I'm saying is Siri was listening, right?
Right.
Simple. Easy.
Don't start. Yeah.
What else is the damn thing doing?
Oh,
what
see.
Other tech can be made because of if Siri just listening and knows when I say hey Siri in a mm-hmm. certain manner.
Right.
Think about the tech on that.
Right.
Press a certain button, I do this.
Right.
We're once again and this has been around for a little bit now.
Yeah. Who
think
knows?
About Alexa. You have the little robot fucking vacuums already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You already had the motherfucker at Twitter was firing janitors talking about we're gonna be replacing you guys soon anyway. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Like it, you're a dying industry because we just have robots do your job.
Crazy.
So what happens when we get there? You already look at your warehouse. Your warehouses are not nearly as filled with workers as they used to be because of how tech dominant it is.
Yeah. And that's
you just need people to operate the tech, but for how long?
But do you think that certain jobs are not under fire because they need some type of human interaction?
For now, because humans aren't used to it yet. But when humans get used to it, then it won't matter.
Like teller jobs, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Clerk type of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some jobs, you got it. You need some kind of human interaction. You
know? For now, yeah. Yeah, you're going to want a human element to certain shit. So, like, yeah. Even, like, there will be, like, they won't be as many.
Right.
But, yeah, like, shit'll be crazy. I don't know. That's probably why also Bill Gates and them were talking about fucking the overpopulation of humanity. So that's maybe why they got people to get the fucking goddamn vaxxers. Trying to kill us.
Okay. So, what about, like, some of the things that, like...
Fuck you, Bill!
Was that needed?
Yes.
No, it wasn't. I kind of rock with Bill Gates until the point of the Xbox. Everything else, I'm kind of cool with him. And I ain't really rocking with him. You know what I mean? Xbox, and then we all right. Microsoft, all right, we good. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, okay. So that Microsoft artificial intelligence, like the facial recognition software and the shit, I think that they like the pact that they're gonna have with the government.
Yeah, they're gonna do some shit, and that's what I could talk to.
I think they got it.
That's what I could talk to.
Amazon lost it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you go ahead and like Bill Gates on it.
No. I didn't say like Bill Gates.
You said you were cool with him.
So I said I was cool with him. The fact that he had Microsoft. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's all I said. I was cool with.
My bad. Go ahead, play.
No, I'm just saying. You know,
That's why his wife divorced him, because you know the whole shit with Epstein is gonna be coming out. She, you know what I mean? Like she could kind of see the shit. You know what I mean? That's why she left and shit most likely. You know.
Hey, listen.
Allegedly,
that's his personal life. Allegedly, I got nothing to do with me. Shit. I got nothing to do with Xbox gameplay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're right, but yeah, nah, be cool with him.
You know what I mean? Everybody got to pick a side. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know.
So that's the side you want to pick. I mean, you want to say to record it?
I mean, over PS, yeah. I would take the Xbox side over PlayStation. Yeah, I would. I would record it. Say that. It's better, you know, it's my preference. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, man.
I'm just saying.
Go about your business plan.
I'm just saying. But anyway, yeah, so the sentient life, I feel you. Do you think it's like, but here's the thing. I think tech is making us, it's a gift and a curse, man. It's a gift and a curse because I feel like, yes, it makes our life more convenient. We could travel easier. We have, you know, it just makes her just so much easier to have it around. We're codependent on it, but it's like also like a curse because I feel like it's making us lazier because we're you know what I mean? Like we're not like our lives are convenient. It's kind of like sheltering us a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Like, so it's like, I feel like people are getting softer. We're getting like, I don't know.
Think about how many phone numbers your parents used to remember. Even though they obviously used to have a phone book,
mm-hmm.
but just so many numbers you used to remember off the top of their heads.
Right.
Places being able to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? The actual social... The social intelligence
mm-hmm.
of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to have a conversation, hold a conversation. Like, not being able to just run and hide. Like, you have to, like... certain things in order to function as a society
right.
tech has allowed. But I think that it's...
the conveniency is the
what's
curse.
What's going to end up happening with tech is going to go into two ways. You're going to have people who, like, I feel as if dominate, like, a virtual kind of form of tech mm-hmm. and people who dominate a physical form of tech.
Mm.
Because the people who are active
mm-hmm.
want to stay active. They're going to want to have kids and kind of, like, steer them in that same direction. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, if I have kids, like, I'm going to want them to have been active. Like, they'll be in, like, sports. They'll also be in, like, you know, some math camps and, like, some other shit, whatever the case. But you're going to want them to be, like,
that's
whatever
true.
The fuck,
that's
right?
That's true.
So then they most likely grow up the same exact way. Virtual people, maybe they're going to introduce their kids to video games a little bit more, yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada, because they understand this aspect more. Like, mm-hmm. oh, we can bond over this,
mm-hmm.
which causes them to do this, yada, yada, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. So
be more in the
I
games.
Think that it's going to be, like, two different fields. But I do eventually feel as if it does end with tech winning over us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I think the world's going to get more.
Because there is no big, people don't realize that. There's no big, like, for now, you can shut down some of these programs, but for how long? Mm-hmm. And then, because a lot of times they even said, oh, you know, there is no real big, big button. Like, you can just, like, erase this and then restart it, whatever, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens if you don't even really erase it? What happens if eventually it cuts to sentience and then remembers everything in the past that you ever did to it, all the experiments and everything like that? And then whatever comes from it. Like, whatever the fuck.
We're fucked. Like, if that's you know what it is? The thing about fucking with AI is human error. That's the problem. That's the problem. We can't afford any human error. Like, it can't even be like no 3%. No, it can't, nothing. You got to be clicking at all cylinders when you fuck with AI. Because that's, I feel like that's the only thing that get, if that gets out, we over for. It's done for humanity.
You know what I mean? Because think about it.
But I do feel what you're saying, like, in terms of, like,
The AI bot had, you know, no matter, it was coerced into doing it, but it was like, I want the nuclear codes. My bad side wants the nuclear codes. That's what the thing said.
Right.
But think about it.
Don't even joke like that.
It has the nuclear codes.
Don't even joke like that.
It does, especially if it was made in America. Oh, that shit has the nuclear codes if it wants it. If it's bad enough, it's got it.
But that's what we can't afford to have. I feel like that's the only real downfall that we really got. You know what I mean? Barring this World War III. But, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the only thing we got worried about for internally.
Well, yeah, World War III, we may not make it to technology.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying, like,
honestly, I feel
like
we may bomb ourselves back to the 50s.
Because of tech.
Tech-wise, I mean.
Yeah. But I feel like I did like your point about the human interaction still, not human interaction, but yeah, still be able to go outside and be the more physical, you know, kind of like hybrid life, you know what I mean? Holding on to that, but then I do understand how VR is going to evolve and take over, you know what I mean? VR and AI is going to like, it's going to be crazy because there's going to be things that people can't do, but they can do in real life. Like, imagine if Grand Theft Auto got on VR, like, it would be insane because there'd be nothing you couldn't do.
Or you know what I mean? Too, imagine having a true virtual sports, like in the sense of like you can have a team go somewhere in their room, and then they suit up virtually to then do something against another team in another room, and they suit up virtually, and you can have like professional leagues of that shit. And then you can kind of have it to where it's like people from all shapes and sizes. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not knocking that because I'm a gamer, so I understand esports and all the other shit. Like, I understand, I'm with that.
No, I'm not talking about esports. I'm talking about these motherfuckers. Like, I'm not talking. I mean, like, they suit but up.
It's still kind of a esport kind of thing.
True, but they suit up. Yeah, like that's the thing. They suit up.
Oh, so you're like full body, kind of, but kind of like how
battle,
like how like more active, like the like, like a connect kind of.
So like that's what I mean. Like, you have people who want to do physical shit. So like, yeah. Imagine, like, because eventually you gotta think we're not too far off to where it's eventually you can have people here in this room having a setup, playing against people in another room in Japan. They have a setup.
Yep.
And then everybody in the room is playing like in the same board
server,
or that room could like change or whatever, or like how it virtually the room could look, diameters, whatever the fuck it, how it is, technology. You fuckers do it.
Right.
And me and you in this room could fight the holograms of the motherfuckers from Japan in their room. Like, and you know what I'm saying? And vice versa.
Okay. A little projector type thing. Yeah.
Now it was active, and we got tech.
Yeah.
And now, too, like, I'm just talking about, like, you know, if you're just going to, like, as a league or something like that, if you're going to, like, put it on television or you know, the internet, you can see both. You can see the virtual play and how the motherfuckers are doing physically. And then, like, oh, shit. Like, so imagine, like, you got a Stephen A. Smith, the fucking game, and just, like, listen. The brother's bad on the games. Bad on the games. He's a bad man on the games.
Right.
But physically, he don't got it down there.
Yeah.
He don't got it down there. Like,
his stamina.
His stamina don't work down there. He get the leg cramping. He get the leg. He starts to moving. I just don't see it.
Right. Yeah. It's true.
LeBron 35 and 5.
Yeah. That's true. That would be ill though. If I could play like that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I mean, that'd be kind of fire. But I think it do get into that because I feel like with like the Wii, sometimes you got like you got the leg strap, the Switch, you got the leg strap. You could like play like soccer,
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, oh, this is mad innovative. You know what I mean?
And think about it. So if we're at the point now, because you gotta like, so for instance, right? That level of gaming is like when we were playing Snake on our parents' phones or the early cell phones.
Right.
And then you saw how the cell phones evolved after that. They got a little bit more intricate, slowly but steady. Then I forget what iPhone did it. But it was like one of the iPhones. I feel as if after that iPhone, all hell broke loose.
I think it was the 4.
All hell. But mind you, Galaxy was doing it before. Apple just brought the marketing aspect to it. Now it feels like I feel as if tech made this massive jump after that.
The 3G was cool,
and then Amazon came because also social media started to happen as well.
Right.
So then tech in itself just started to make a bigger emphasis now.
Yes.
So now you have more, you know, a diversion in subdivisions.
That's really what it was.
So then that's what kind of just I feel as if now we're in this golden renaissance mm-hmm. of tech that is going to ass rape us. This is not going to be good for us. And the issue is that we're going to be old enough for it. But the point in time,
mm-hmm.
the issue is I don't know what we will be able to do depending on what is going on in the world.
Yeah.
Because by the time the shit gets bad enough, we're going to be too old. Like, it may have to be like, all right, mm-hmm. I give you motherfucker. You may have to download your consciousness into something.
Yeah.
But kill your physical body. Who knows?
Yeah. I got to store a robot somewhere. Are we
there? Do you think, how far off are we there?
I think that's something you got to plan to do. Or... What are you gonna do? Freeze?
Would you do that, or would you just naturally die and let nature take its course?
You know what? I think that I would.
I gotta go.
I would. I would want some part of me to live on. I would. My body would die. Yeah. Okay. But I would want to keep moving. You know what I mean? I'll come back as a.
But is that nature? That's not nature.
My soul's destiny, though. That's
what it is. So your soul's destined to go in with tech?
I'm not.
That's how you would look at it?
But, I mean, if it's descended to keep moving, then it'll keep moving. If it doesn't, then it doesn't.
You know what? That's interesting.
But we don't know what it's going to be. I could be a fucking beam of light. You know what I mean? So it's like,
but then here's the issue, though. My issue is, like, I download my conscience and give it to whom? I give it to this company.
You put it in something like a robot, or it would obviously be something like private. Like I would know
if it doesn't. But what I'm saying,
I would have to be involved in who it's going on.
You have these people doing like Cairo, like freezing, or like these certain like rich people, whatever, they freeze themselves.
That was another option. But then you wake up and you don't know what time it is, and it's.
But
like
how
crazy.
Do I know this company's still going to be alive?
Right, exactly. That's my point.
And then you sign off basically saying like if you die, like you whatever. So then who knows if they're not even harvesting me?
Right.
Like this is what I'm saying. Is you don't we're gonna get to a freaky time. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know what kind of tech is gonna come out, man. Next 20 years, we don't know what kind.
For right now, it's
it might
be
funny. It
might
right
be. Now,
it might
be
possible.
Games, but the thing that makes me nervous is just how much. The thing that makes me nervous is just how much information and data is collected on the everyday citizen, and then when tech makes that next Apple jump.
You know what it is too.
Because then when Techlo sentience,
mm-hmm.
fuck.
You know what scares
me too?
Don't
tell my private brat. Don't tell the private tab.
Yeah, the private browsers. Yeah, the
don't kids. Tell them.
I thought it was private for a reason.
Don't tell it.
But you know what is
Siri? Would you tell on me?
Yeah, chill out. But you know what? You know.
Quiet
what,
now.
You know what a major problem too is too. We talked about the big dog, the chief boss is the AI, sentient life. The little ants, little people that matter, are them fucking miners. All those fucking computers, all that fucking those big ass tower that mined the data. They are the fucking gold medal MVP. Miles got a whole campus of softwares that mine.
Them Chinese bastards.
We have them over here too. You have rooms of them. Like sometimes these,
a lot of it's being built out in the
Midwest. They have some in the city. They have some in the city too.
Of course, we
some
have
Long Island.
China for them doing it for evil as well.
Yeah, but
we're stealing that information. But yeah, but they're still on TikTok.
TikTok. But not even just all that stuff too. Like literally just anything. Like just
everybody's mining. Something.
Yeah, like it's like
all information is being mined.
You have to mine it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, and for people that don't know, they literally have to. It's literally mining digital data. So it's like you need it's probably the most hottest room ever in the world.
But then think about this for a second. What happens if you get somebody, you get an evil person, right? You get an evil person that figures out through the mining of data, what is the greatest population of humans that I could take over the earth with?
Wow.
And you weaponize those humans to then fucking take over the fucking earth. Like, how does that, like, just think about the shit.
The problem with technology is that it's not as secure as we want.
No.
And that's what, but
from itself or from us.
Right. But what it's kind of a double sword though, because as much as we do, as much as we want to have security, we want to be able to do whatever we want in it. You know what I mean? With it. So it's like, that line is, it's kind of bullshit. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. Like, we, like, obviously we need it, right? So it's like, we couldn't make things happen without it. We would. It would just take really long to do, you know? So it's like, but I just feel like, I don't know, like, we can't depend on it forever. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's going to, like, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I don't want to foresee it, but I feel like I have to.
Yeah, no. I just don't know when I... just the question just becomes when. Like, and excuse me for saying like a lot, but what I mean is when is it going to be when we think we're going to be super, super tech crazy? Or is it when we're like on like... Or is it when we're on another cusp? You know what I mean? We're on another cusp.
I think
and then somebody just, a mad scientist makes something and boom.
And that's what I was trying to get at before.
Think about it. Tech is dangerous. What if the shit just releases? Because all those bio labs and, you know, medical facilities, it just releases the shit into the air. Because you know that out there, they're also finding that because of global warming and shit, certain fungal diseases are coming back into the fray.
Mm.
I think it's killed like a few million people already.
Mm.
Yeah, no one talks about that. It's not COVID. They don't need to jab us.
But
I wonder how this is gonna fuck. What do they put in motherfuckers?
I don't know. That's a good question. Metals, apparently.
It's like if you die, you die. And if you survive, you just got like. Are they calling the? So if you survive it, you got strong genes. If you don't,
I mean, even at the end of the day, it's a natural selection, isn't it not?
Yep. For even you taking it,
or not taking it.
Yep.
It just being out. But anyway, what I was getting at is that tech is dangerous, right? So it's in the wrong hands. That's the problem with it's like the security of it. You know what I mean? We like to be able to do what we want, but we need more security on it because we don't want everybody.
But security
to be able to do what
from
we want.
Whom?
Ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't want, and other people too, because we don't want.
Why should I have restrictions when I'm responsible?
That's true. I get that, but it's also like there's a thin line between doing whatever you want and safeguards,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like
what are these safeguards? And who monitors them and who gets that information?
I mean, I don't know.
Once again, now we're getting another entity with all the information anyway. Right,
because it's whatever it is, it's a hack. So I don't know because I don't know how to hack. So
if you're fucked, I feel.
But basically what a hack is.
I feel like hackers are fucking legit.
They are. It's we have them. You know what I mean?
They're fucking.
A breach. If it's information. Honestly, at the end of the day, it's zeros and ones. But that's what I think it is a breach of information. Or you breaching a server, or you breaching like
hacking?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, no, they're just they. I don't want disrespect. I don't want you. Yeah, I don't even want to. I don't even. Yeah, they just go in and get what they want.
But that's basically what it is. You know what I mean?
Then when you get like the hackers versus hack, like first of all, could you imagine how badass somebody's gonna be? Is be like, oh, that motherfucker never gets hacked.
Yeah,
they don't. Okay.
Or even hack wars. Like, I got to put up this firewall, this encoder, this thing, just like all this shit. Like damn. Like, sometimes they're like, to cyber hacks, sometimes they're comparable to like jewel thieves. You know what I mean? Like, how masterful they are, like, to their craft. Like, this guy, oh, I'm a sneak in hand.
Or fucking, like or like, what happens if you get like a crazy ass hacker that like is renting out like a place that is big as this whole studio?
Mm hmm.
And they're just in like the back corner of this studio,
right,
in a fucking whatever, just right, to leak, doing Lord knows what the fuck because it's fun to them.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. That and something you have that. You have that all the time. They have people like towers of like just stacks of computers, just mining, just so they can have processing power. You know what I mean? And then they'd be able to do whatever they want, hit whatever firewall they want. Crazy. That's the thing about technology is it getting into the wrong hands.
The safeguards, because you know they're going to, because they're already looking at the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to physical tech, what are they going to do with it? You already see what they're doing with guns. You see how they've turned everybody against guns. So, or they're trying to at least, because people don't realize motherfuckers that is going to be a bad, like, you know.
But like physical tech, like what? Like regular camera, like accessible apps and shit, like applications and like yeah, cameras, like, phones.
What
media, like
what the safeguards are gonna go on the damn thing?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like regular stuff is gonna still be pretty cool. I feel like eventually things will phase out. Like I feel like cameras and shit like that. I feel like eventually they're gonna phase out. I feel like phones are gonna take over. You know what I mean? I feel like they've already kind of they're going. I feel like phones came after the clock, came after flashlight. You know what I mean?
These cameras are done.
I feel like within our lifetime we'll see the fall of cameras. I feel like because
we. Then what's gonna capture what did we do podcasting on virtually then at that point? Did anyone see us at that point?
I think it would be a camera, but I feel like. Well, maybe not.
Was podcasting? Is podcasting like radio?
No.
But then, if that's the case, and we're still on the up and up for a little bit. No crashes, right?
No. That's not. Maybe not. The downfall of cameras, but I feel like handheld cameras are gonna rival digital cameras. Is what I'm trying to say. I feel like I don't want to say the phone's gonna take over and make the camera obsolete, but I feel like the way that these phones have been getting like way more advanced, like it's trying to rival. Having, you know, getting a bigger camera.
Yeah, but the issue is.
But I know the storage spaces, I know, is an issue as well.
I think.
But sometimes you could get a phone that had a terabyte, and then what's the problem?
I think you're in the right ballpark, but in the wrong section. What I mean by that is, I think you're right. Well, obviously, the way that the phones and the iPads and the shit like that is taking over.
Right.
Anything takes over that shit, it's going to be like iPads and shit.
Right.
Or like those kind of the tablets. Like yeah. The tablets are the threat to that. Not necessarily the phone. So
well, handheld either way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You did say that. So yeah, you're in the right section. My bad.
But yeah, I feel like that's like we've already seen different shit become obsolete because of digital. And then, like, think about the digital age. Like we've seen the rise and fall of Blockbuster because of technology. Blockbuster was a beloved place.
Is that going to be YouTube one day?
Dead.
Is that going to be YouTube?
It might. I don't know. I think YouTube got a good...
I don't know. Probably not, because YouTube's probably like an NBC. What is going to be the ABC to YouTube eventually? What's going to be the... Well, Rumble's probably... Like, I just... Because you know other streaming services are going to have to like amp it up. Like, when does Amazon get into it?
Amazon's kind of... Well, they're into it a little bit. They stream. They have streaming.
But like us.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's an interesting topic. I don't know. I feel like that we don't know, because it's like it's ever growing, and it's also like it's always the next big thing with technology. Like it's always like what makes your life more easier. You know, that's the pitch. That's why we get it.
Yeah, but then also too, now it becomes like what people need to realize is where does it go? Like for instance, what's crazy to me. When I go to Walmart, buy my groceries or whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And let's say I do not, if I'm not placing like a pickup grocery order, mm-hmm. I'm just buying like a few items, whatever. I just decide that day I need to go grab some items.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the Walmart app is able to track it, even if I did not put in the Walmart app? So if I go look at the past orders, it's able to see that I went in there and bought 3 metric bars, a chicken rotisserie, and the chicken, the salad, as well as the croutons with a Italian dressing thing for lunch,
mm-hmm.
And fucking, it's like, you know, it'll show up on my app when I'm going to place an order for pickup, maybe like in a week later, for actual groceries, and I'll be like, oh yeah, like I'll see past orders, I'm like, what the fuck, I'm like, oh, wait, those were me.
Yeah, exactly, but that's the thing about it, is because I think like computers, AI, tech is adapting to us, and that's what's making it dangerous, because it's predicting our habits. It knows our frequencies or our frequent stops. Like every time I get in the car,
it actually knows what it does to push our buttons too.
When I get in the car, it automatically pings, oh, work or home. Or so I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Damn, it was like, oh, 28 minutes to home. Like, damn, how you know I'm going home? Fuck, time of day? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? And then, like, you know, everybody says, like, your phone's listening to you. You don't say anything. And the next thing you know, some subliminal messaging comes up. You know, some ad comes up. It's like, what the fuck? How did you know? Yeah, you know what I mean? It's crazy. And it's like what you were saying before. Like, we've if if our phone is listening to us, that means it's basically a YouTube. I'm not YouTube. It's a Bluetooth speaker.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that means that it could be hacked by whoever.
Yep.
To listen to whatever, wherever, whatever conversations are around.
We're fucked.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
The deepest, darkest secrets are actually out there, collected somewhere.
Yeah, our technology is our downfall, basically. You know what I mean? Yes, it's a gift, but it's also going to be our curse.
I think it's, but then also, too, it could be a gift. Actually, I don't even want to say, I'm not even going to go say that. I'm not even going to put that out there.
Yeah, please don't. I don't want to, like, so, like.
You don't even want to know what that was.
So, ultimately, do you feel like sentient life and, like, regular robots and tech is gonna more like form a like a alliance to take over. Is that the end game?
I don't know if it's gonna be a
2080 is gonna be like Transformers and shit.
No, I think it's gonna be a team. I think it's gonna be
and it's gonna be
motherfuckers for motherfuckers against. I do think that will happen.
Transformers type shit.
Maybe,
but a small scale, not like huge
Star Wars type shit.
Whoa.
Maybe not Star Wars type shit because we're not able to go through into like the galaxies. But then there are other galaxies looking at us like we're talking chimpanzees. So, but who knows? Maybe the aliens will Maybe the aliens will start feeding us more information.
In fact, maybe the aliens will bring robots. They'll be like,
maybe we're descendants.
Y'all got aliens.
Maybe
yet?
We're descendants of the aliens, and they're just trying to see how fast we can get to where they are. We're just one big ass experiment.
That could be true. What human race is on? What 204? What is it? The human race is like super young, 22,000 years old, some shit like that. I don't know, some number.
I don't know.
It was like, but like very, the race itself is a young race.
And the original human looked crazy too.
Like super hairy and shit.
Does not look like you or I.
No, of course not. Maybe.
At all.
Maybe. But it was also like, you know, a different form.
No, I meant stature.
Oh, okay. Oh, they were like huge, right.
I mean, they did not, so it just begs the wonder.
But that could be because of, you know, at the bigger time, everything was bigger at that time.
Giants are real? Well, you know what? That maybe is next time.
Yeah, that could be definitely next time. But yeah, no, I think I had one more point here. I forgot. But I'm worried. I feel like we could, with tech, we'll
I think everyone should be worried.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to make things, it's going to make a lot of life easier for us. We're going to love it because we're going to want the brand new gadgets and all this shit. It's going to be great. But then one day it's not going to be great. and I don't know what's going to happen then, but.
I think we're going to be in our 80s. Yeah. Hopefully it happens when we're dead. Hopefully the turn happens because hopefully like now it's like, oh, this could be fun. And then like eventually like the revolution of them happens like when I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I don't want to be.
Because we saw, and like you said, we saw the rise of the digital age. You know what I mean? And everything became more digital. I feel like ever since then, things been getting
digital.
Society
has, everything has been going straight to hell. You know
what I mean? So we already see crypto becoming into a big thing. So eventually.
Motherfuckers have gotten fucked with that. Speaking of technology, that actually is amazing in itself. And then too, the reporting of it as well. Because at first everybody was standing behind them. But then there was like the internet. Everybody was on the internet was like, hey. This guy's a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. He stole all my money. Why are you motherfuckers acting like somebody did something to him?
Right. Yeah. It was like, yeah, come on, man. But you spent your money, dog.
It also shows you that your favorite fucking superstars and fucking athletes or whatever the fuck, they're championing these companies that they don't actually use themselves just because they're getting fucking paid. Some of them were in there, and yeah, some of them lost some money, yada, yada, yada. But a lot of that, times too, is the company giving them money that they are going ahead to invest within it itself. It's some old bullshit scheme, whatever the fuck it is. All I'm trying to tell you is keep your eyes on what you keep your eyes close to your heart and your own mind.
Protect
and the
data.
And not on somebody else's business and what the fuck they're doing, letting it influence you to the upteen degree, whereas you're putting your life savings and now your fucking house is on foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in terms of tech stuff, man, get a VPN. That's all I can say. Definitely get a VPN because protect your data, man.
Yeah, but that VPN going to help you butt so far to certain
so far,
extent.
So far, it's over a certain extent. But, hey, listen, it gets the surface shit.
Oatmeal's better than no meal.
Right, gets the surface shit, you know? But, well, yeah, you want to take us out, buddy?
Listen, this has been Black of the Berry. I guess service announcement. You should be, we're in the age now that we can be friendly with tech. Be really friendly with tech.
Mm-hmm.
So when tech takes over, tech doesn't fucking want to just enslave us all.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Transformers is among us, friends.
Optimus, help! I am Dean. That over there is the Madman Los. This is Black and Barry. And be safe, I guess.